540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. We could learn soon whether or not the U.S. Supreme Court will allow a popular abortion pill to stay on the market. Here's correspondent Jan Crawford.
They could block this federal court judge's ruling in Texas entirely. That would keep this drug available just like it's always been. It wouldn't change anything. And then the case would just play out in the lower courts below. It could also say the opposite, which is we're just going to let this judge's ruling go into effect. That would mean that the pill could no longer be used. The other thing it could do is kind of a mixed bag, take that middle ground and block part of the judge's ruling, but then allow other parts of it to proceed.
The NFL has suspended five players for violating the league's gambling policy. They include Washington's Shaka Tony and four Detroit Lions. Here's WWJ's Tony Ortiz.
The four wide receivers Jamison Williams, Quintez Cephas, and Stanley Berryhill, and safety C.J. Moore were suspended by the league for violating the NFL's policy on gambling. Two of them, Cephas and Moore, bet on NFL games, which led to their release by the Lions less than an hour after word of the suspensions were announced. The other two have been suspended for the first six games of the regular season.
Violence in Sudan is making it a more dangerous place by the hour, and the U.S. military says it will help some but not all Americans get out. CBS's David Martin.
The U.S. is making it very clear that it is only planning to evacuate the several dozen American diplomats stationed in Khartoum. It is not planning to evacuate the several hundred American citizens who live in and work in Khartoum.
Three of four suspects have been arrested for stealing hundreds of guns in Indianapolis.
Authorities in Indiana have charged four men with conspiracy to steal hundreds of guns from an Indianapolis area shipping company. U.S. Attorney Zachary Myers.
Over the course of months, these stolen guns disappeared from the stream of commerce and were pumped into our communities and into the hands of people who had no business having them.
The theft involved about 200 guns. Each of the men faces up to 15 years in federal prison if they're convicted. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
The day before Earth Day, the World Meteorological Association calls for fast action on climate change.
According to the report, 2022 saw records in glaciers melting, sea levels rising, and oceans becoming warmer. The last 8 years have been the warmest recorded since the 1800s. All this, the report says, is leading to climate challenges around the world. In some places, droughts. In other places, record rains. Millions of people have been displaced. The report calls some of the changes off the charts and says we are moving in the wrong direction. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Wall Street, the Dow is down a fraction, the NASDAQ up 10. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. It's called loon fallout, and it happens when the migrating birds run into atmospheric conditions which cause ice to form, making them too heavy to fly. It's been happening in central and northern Wisconsin. Loons need at least a quarter mile of open water to run across in order to get airborne. If you see loons on the ground, call Loon Rescue or the Raptor Education Group Incorporated. Wisconsin's DNR is expanding the Check Out Wisconsin State Parks at Your Library program to 160 libraries starting on May 1st. Over 6,000 day passes will be available at the 160 libraries across the state. The one-time use passes are good for single-day admission for one vehicle at any state park, forest, or recreation area where admission is required. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day million-dollar advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Milwaukee. You have to check out Mobcraft Beer, the world's first crowdsourced brewery where they turn your ideas into beer. Stop in their downtown tap room to try flagships, seasonals, limited release crowdsourced brews that you won't find anywhere else, and more. Mobcraft also has a pizza kitchen making craft pies with the freshest ingredients. And enjoy their amazing tap room featuring over 20 constantly rotating draft lines, indoor and outdoor seating on their dog-friendly patio, and a killer view of the Milwaukee skyline. Mobcraft Beer, located in the heart of Walker's Point in Milwaukee. For more info, head to mobcraftbeer.com.
Hey, 420 friends, did you know Cheech and Chong was coming into town?
Nah, I'm just kidding.
Knucklehead CBD and vapes are celebrating this 420 season just right. Whether you shop online at knuckleheads.shop, go into their store, or order online for in-store pickup, they are now offering their 420 discount, which is 25% off their delicious Delta 8 and 9 Galaxy edible gummies and their XL brand flower. So shop online at knuckleheads.shop today, or stop on into their Madison and Milwaukee locations,
550 State Street in Madison and 2949 North Oakland Avenue in Milwaukee.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUK.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Cut you down. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And I'll tell you what, occasionally it's a good idea to go back and look at the guts of what happened with the tampering of the votes in the last election, because there's some new information and it's going to recur in 2024. I want to start with a name, Cleta Mitchell. I don't know if you remember Cleta Mitchell. She was a lawyer. She was a partner at the firm of Foley and Lardner here in Milwaukee, or at their headquarters in Milwaukee. I'm not sure what office she officed out of. She's on the board of the Bradley Foundation. And it turns out that just recently she spoke to a donor forum, a Republican donor forum that was closed to the public in Nashville, Tennessee. And here's what she said. And by the way, Cleta Mitchell is the one who was on the phone call with Donald Trump when he called Brad Raffensperger. She was very heavily involved in his efforts to overturn the 2020 election. And here's what she said to the RNC donor retreat in Nashville. She said, what is hurting the Republican Party is young people voting. And this is her quote. I found it rather hard to believe. Apparently somebody at this thing taped her comments, and told by one of our callers that's available on YouTube, a guy named Brian Cohen. You can listen if you want, but here's what she said. Quote, they basically put the polling place next to the student dorm, so they just have to roll out of bed, vote, and go back to bed. Now, what the hell? She's talking about college kids, okay? College kids work very hard. College kids frequently have part-time jobs. No, they don't go back to bed in the middle of the morning after they vote, okay? Cleta, you're wrong. And then she said, we have got to stop them from voting. This is younger people, and not just college kids. This is also even kids that are working who are younger. She said, A, we have to stop voting on college campuses. They shouldn't be voting on college campuses. Unbelievable. B, we've got to get rid of same-day registration. And C, that we shouldn't be automatically mailing ballots to people. Those three things. She said, in particular, this is killing us in Wisconsin, Arizona, Georgia, Nevada, and Virginia. Coincidentally, all swing states. And Virginia is a purple state. It was tending blue. Now it's tending a little back, but they're all swing states. Let me dig a little deeper in the data. in this last election in Eau Claire, and she was particularly concentrating on Eau Claire, in the student ward, there were 950, roughly 900 some odd kids voting. Janet Protasiewicz got 80 some odd percent, a little over 80% of that vote. In the 2019 election, so it's same kind of election in the sense that it was not a presidential primary on the ballot. Because, you know, in the odd years, every 4 years, and it'll happen again, 2020, 24, 28, if for any reason there was a Supreme Court race up then, and there is not in 2024, but if there were, you have a gajillion people voting because that's when they have the presidential primary. But this election this time in April was about the lowest turnout election normally that you can imagine, just like 2019. In 2019, that student ward in Eau Claire got about 115 or 120 votes. This time it got over 900. There were a couple of student wards in Madison, which is obviously a bigger population, where Janet Protasiewicz and one of them got about 1,650 votes, and Kelly got 50 votes. It was 98%. So the Republicans are looking at this. Now, if I were advising them, of course I'm not, and they're not going to be calling me anytime soon. But if I were advising them, I'd say, you know, younger people are very idealistic. There have been times in the past where Republicans have really gotten the vast majority of their votes. Ronald Reagan got very, very high votes among young people. Because even though he was very conservative, you know, his theme was morning in America. He was always smiling, growth, opportunity. Now, a lot of it was he was just cutting taxes for his donors, and a lot of it with things that I don't agree with at all, trickle-down economics. But here you have people in the Republican Party who basically, they turn people off, and especially younger people. Younger people can spot a phony BS artist from a mile away, and they're not voting for these people. It's not the fault of the voter. It's the fault of the candidate. But here's what she did. This is what she said. And when they were confronted with it, the Republican Party backed her up. They said, no, she's very important to us. And the Bradley Foundation keeps her on the board and goes, well, you know, what she does in her spare time is her business. Well, you know something? That's true. It is her business. And the Bradley Foundation is a private foundation. But there's a stench to this, because when you are trying to say, we got to stop voting on college campuses, got to get rid of same-day registration, and we can't have automatic mailing of ballots to voters, this is a form of voter suppression. The other thing that the Republican Party does is, say you're a kid at Eau Claire or Stevens Point or Madison or UWM, and yet your home's in Green Bay or Ladysmith or La Crosse or Prairie du Chien, all right, where do you vote? Well, you are entitled by law to register in either place. In other words, if your parents' place is your primary residence, you vote there. If, on the other hand, and a lot of kids do this. I did, you know, when I was in college, and then I'd live there in the summer. I'd have a job over the summer. You register there. Well, you know something? There is going to be a push by the Republican Party to try to shut down student registration on college campuses. And stand by, because that's happening. But, you know, Cleta Mitchell was also not only on the Brad Raffensperger call, but she was one of the closest advisors to Trump on how to overturn the 2020 election. She should not be speaking to any political party. She should not, in my judgment, if I were appointing board members, I wouldn't appoint her. And so you've got to keep in mind, especially if you're in college or a younger person, and not only are you not being encouraged to vote, you're being discouraged from voting by this kind of conduct. And I'm going to go on to another instance that's even, frankly, more reprehensible. And in this case, I believe criminal, the one I'm about to talk about, Coffee County, Georgia. Now, you may remember that briefly back of your mind from back around the insurrection, January 2021. Coffee County, Georgia. A new batch of text messages have come out. And this is hard to believe. I'm going to go through the facts, but here's what's happened. Trump operatives on January 7, 2020, remember the election was November. This is the day after January 6 insurrection. January 7, local officials of Coffee County, and that was a Trump county. He got a lot of votes there. They helped agents from Trump gain access to sensitive data to penetrate the voting machines. And they downloaded very sensitive data from those voting machines, and it's never been recovered. Then they uploaded it to an encrypted server, and it was reviewed by Trump operatives who considered using it to disrupt the Georgia vote and interfere with the certification, not just of Joe Biden, but of Jonathan Ossoff in the Senate race. There was a meeting in the White House. Trump attended it in December, where they talked about penetrating voting machines in a few places. One of them was Coffee County, Georgia. The other one was Antrim County, Michigan. Antrim County, Michigan, heavily pro-Trump. The idea is local people would let you in. Guy shows up. He says, I'm a techie. I want to get in. Oh, okay. Okay. What, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Well, here's what these texts show. The texts show that the Trump campaign discussed using this to overturn Biden's win and Jonathan Ossoff, the plot to breach the Coffee County machines and the Michigan machines were coordinated by members of Trump's legal team, including Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell. And this is all part of Fannie Willis's investigation. The two operatives who were in on it, Jim Penrose and Doug Logan. Doug Logan was the CEO of Cyber Ninja. Remember him? They went to Arizona and they tried to do some counting there that would overturn. It didn't work. The local officials who helped them in, all of these people, Fannie Willis, God bless her soul, is the one who's investigated this most closely. And what is her reward? The Republicans in Georgia are passing legislation that she can be removed for no reason. Georgia law says it'd have to be some sort of misconduct. And the misconduct that they're thinking about is she doesn't prosecute marijuana cases enough. And she said, listen, I prosecute drug dealers and gang members. If somebody is smoking a joint, I'm not going to devote my whole DA office to that when I have all this other stuff and you people aren't funding these offices anyway, the way you should. But they are interfering with her prosecution. Now, you may remember that that grand jury she convened came back and they said that they had recommended a number of indictments. Remember that? And remember, one of the jurors shot her mouth off, the foreman, to get her 13, 15 seconds of fame and was gabbing about what was going on. Well, there's a motion now by Trump to burn all the transcripts, get rid of that, and not have it come to light. That's going on in Georgia right now. And the facts that I just told you are what happened in Coffee County and in Antrim County, Michigan. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. The gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
Don't
don't you deserve a job you love? Civic Media is preserving hometown radio, broadcasting from main streets across Wisconsin, and we're hiring radio advertising sales professionals to join our rapidly growing network of local radio stations. If you have a connection to your community, prior sales experience, and want to earn an outstanding living where you and your hard work is appreciated, you should apply right now. Find more information on our website, civicmedia.us. Click on the Careers tab.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors.
We bleed green and gold. And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Weather brought to you by Taqueria Miyagi, Waukesha's authentic Mexican food truck, which is now open and ready to serve you. Find us at 1610 Lincoln Avenue in the BP gas station parking lot or call us at 262-278-6590.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows level off around 34 tonight under partly cloudy skies, westerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. A mixture of precipitation likely tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 44, overcast skies. Mixed precipitation possible at times again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 30, mainly cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 54 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
I'm fixing a hole where the rain. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling us from Monday, Wisco Paul.
Hey, good afternoon, Matt. I just want to make a point on Wisconsin. Our senator was carrying false electors, so he was okay with overthrowing the government, taking over, you know, having Trump win. The congressional members, all the GOP in the state, were also okay with getting rid of democracy. So we got to look at this state. It's and nothing's been done. The only people that have been taken down for January 6th and the overthrow of our government are the little people. But none of these elected people, nothing. So that's my point today. Thanks. Bye.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. Yeah, and I want you to cheer up, and I want other people, because there are things done. But let me address that right now. First of all, when it comes to Georgia, Fannie Willis is tough as nails. Fannie Willis is a subject of death threats. So is her family. And she's standing tall. And the truth is that among those indictments, I can't believe that Giuliani and Sidney Powell aren't among those indictments out of that grand jury, because they said multiple indictments. And Logan and Pearson, this guy that did these things, you can't just go have a guy show up and it's a friendly Trump county. Okay. And go, hey, I'm with Cyber Ninja. You mind if I go into the voting? I mean, come on. Go into the voting machine. And by the way, you know, it's very easy sneakily to download stuff and then they post it. And then they went around in Antrim when they did this. That was the basis, you may remember, of their going down, County Antrim in Michigan. County Antrim in Michigan. That was the basis of their claims against Dominion. They basically said, look, we just did this. And without any basis at all, saying Dominion's machines can be tampered with. That's what they said. And then Fox took it and ran with it. Tucker Carlson took it and ran with it. And 60, more than 60 lawsuits were filed by Trump around the country in the swing states. He didn't have to file them in Alabama or New York because he won Alabama and Biden won New York. But in the ones that were swing states, that's what he did. He filed this stuff. Based on that, crooked plan to overturn the election. So it did not work, but we don't want it to work next time in 2024. So in Georgia, they have some very good lawyers on it, and starting with Fannie Willis. You know, in New York, Alvin Bragg stood up. But Paul, to your point, what's happening in Wisconsin? We have fake electors. We had 10 of them. One of them hit, HITT, is a former chairman of the Republican Party. Another one, it's a woman who is an elected up in Brown County. And another one was Spindell, who's on the Wisconsin Election Commission, supposed to regulate this stuff. And they are all in there, and they send off this thing saying, we're the electors. And this was after the Wisconsin Supreme Court, 4-3, said that Biden should be certified. They stopped the attack, Trump's attack. Now, Fannie Willis has offered immunity to some of the fake electors in Georgia, and they're turning on each other like dogs. And some are saying, well, the rest of us were never told about the immunity. This guy did some bad things that I didn't do. What's happening in Wisconsin? Crickets. Crickets. You know, everybody initially sat around and said Merrick Garland's going to do it. You know, Joe's going to do it. Joe's going to do the work. I don't have to do the work. Well, Merrick Garland ain't doing it. Merrick Garland ain't doing it. And Jack Smith, I've heard good things about Jack Smith, the special prosecutor. Hey, Jack, it's almost May, Jack. It's almost May. August is the first debate, Jack, and Merrick in Milwaukee. And then in January, there'll be caucuses and primaries in February and March. And what are you going to do? You're going to go charge him? How much legitimacy do you want him to build up when he has this over his head and you're not doing anything? So state prosecutors can do it. Fannie Willis, God bless her soul, is not even the attorney general of Georgia. She's a county prosecutor. County prosecutor has jurisdiction. The prosecutor in Dane County has jurisdiction. The attorney general has jurisdiction. Let's do something. When it came to Michigan, Whitmer is great. Gretchen Whitmer took care of business. She took care of business. And they flipped the legislature over there. And they got they're going to have fair maps. But in this state, we have the most vicious gerrymander in the country. In the country. Now we have Janet Protasiewicz on the court. Thank God. And she won by almost 11 points, 10 and a half points. So we're going to get some relief. But it'll be hard to have that even kick in by 2024. Because there'll be appeals when it comes up and blah, 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 blah. So fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. Now we're starting to recover some of it. But Paul, I relax in this respect. I think we have some very, very good people who are fighting this thing. But the Republican Party, and I really can't understand this. The Republican Party is not just fighting the other way, but doing everything they can to subvert the vote. You would think that there would be somebody in the Republican Party who would just hit himself in the forehead and go, hey, wait a minute. You know, we were the party of Abraham Lincoln up through Eisenhower. We were the more liberal party, except, I mean, Roosevelt, obviously, economically, but and civil rights and everything up through Eisenhower. And it was Nixon. He was a crook and he turned us around. And it's been bad since. But I can redo it. And I'm going to stand for our democracy. I'm going to stand for the truth and honesty. Where are these guys? There's Adam Kinzinger, there's Liz Cheney, and everybody else. There's a newly elected guy that's in the Congress. Forget his name, but he said a very fascinating statement, and he's a Republican. He said, quote, the people with the loud voices here are all faking it. They don't believe half the stuff they say. They're just doing it, and they're letting Trump just hover over them and call the shots. If Trump committed a criminal offense, he should be prosecuted like everybody else. Alvin Bragg said he did. Fannie Willis is investigating. They're trying to take her off the case. How about in this state? How about going after Ron Johnson for walking around with the Michigan fake electors? How about going after Spindell and Hitt and the rest of the fake electors? Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
CBS News brief, prosecutors have just announced they've dropped manslaughter charges against actor Alec Baldwin for a fatal shooting on a movie set, citing new evidence.
Prosecutors say the charges against the film's weapons supervisor, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, remain unchanged.
CBS's Bradley Blackburn. Four Detroit Lions and one Washington Commander find themselves suspended for violating the NFL's gambling policy. Retired player John Jansen says there's no excuse for that.
Every team, year in, year out, multiple times a year, talks about the risk and the penalties that you face if you gamble on football.
We're awaiting U.S. Supreme Court ruling on whether a long-approved abortion pill should stay on the market. CBS's Willie James Inman.
This is the first major abortion-related case the Supreme Court has considered since its conservative majority overturned Roe v. Wade last June.
That ruling could come at any time. CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. It's a new record low for unemployment in Wisconsin. The state's jobless rate fell to 2.5% last month. That's down from 2.7% in February. The Department of Workforce Development says only 76,000 people in Wisconsin are officially unemployed. The national jobless rate in March was 3.5%. Only seven other states spend less for each student than Wisconsin spends on its state universities. That's according to a new report by the nonpartisan Wisconsin Policy Forum. On the other hand, Wisconsin is in the top five when it comes to funding two-year colleges. Lawmakers working on the state budget will decide in a few weeks how much money to spend on Wisconsin's higher education systems. In sports, the Brewers host Boston tonight. Freddy Peralta starts for Milwaukee. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Extra Sharp Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joe Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. Enjoyed by the slice or enjoy the whole darn block. Extra Sharp Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app.
Milwaukee. You have to check out Mobcraft Beer, the world's first crowdsourced brewery where they turn your ideas into beer. Stop in their downtown tap room to try flagships, seasonals, limited release crowdsourced brews that you won't find anywhere else, and more. Mobcraft also has a pizza kitchen making craft pies with the freshest ingredients. And enjoy their amazing tap room featuring over 20 constantly rotating draft lines, indoor and outdoor seating on their dog-friendly patio, and a killer view of the Milwaukee skyline. Mobcraft Beer, located in the heart of Walker's Point in Milwaukee. For more info, head to MobcraftBeer.com.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Walks, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson and Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
My Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
But early detection allowed us to take control of the situation together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We'll go right to the lines in order. Do not hang up. We'll start with Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling, Bill. What's in your mind?
Thanks for your show, Matt. I got a few, want to make a couple points, and then I got a question. First of all, I think the Republicans are running out of wood on the short plank they're taking a long walk on, or running on a rope they're going to hang themselves with. The $750 million lawsuit just happened. There's another one bigger than that's about to happen. Their top presidential candidate, he's so strung out with lawsuits and being in court. Let him run. Let him run. And then you got his counterpart, DeSantis. He's down in Florida fighting with a mouse. Come on. And on top of it, 4 million illegals live in his state. Nobody talks about that. They didn't come in from Texas. No, they came up on his shore. But, you know, he didn't want to talk about that. But here's the question I got to ask you, Matt. You've probably heard the greatest thing, you know, about Bud Light, and they're going to boycott it. Well, I hope they do. It's just more beer for me. I even had a dog named Bud Light, so I'm not done drinking it. But my point is, I wonder if Budweiser did that by design. It took their name, Bud Light, made it a national topic, which I'm sure they knew that was going to happen. And in the long run, I looked at their Anheuser-Busch profit loss or their stock chart for a year. Looks like a pretty good stock to invest in. I think they did that with a calculated goal, and I think they got their goal. What do you think, Matt?
You know, that's a very sophisticated insight into investing. Here's what I think is, I don't think most people care who else is drinking it if they like the product, you know? And so the idea that somehow they're going to boycott it because they don't like somebody else who drinks it or eats it or whatever the product is, I think is nuts. And you may be right. I mean, you know, I'm not privy to their secrets, but, you know, there's no such thing as bad press. And obviously that's within reason. But here, if the only thing that they're being accused of is that they're trying to deal with an influencer in a small subgroup, that's nuts. And people have heard their name, and that's a very, very good insight. Thanks a lot, Bill. I really appreciate it. Do not hang up. I'm going to get you in order. The next one is Gary of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Gary. What's in your mind today?
Hi, Matt. Hey, I just saw yesterday's NPR. There is a suit that's going forward by being Stafford and Rosenbaum, law forward. They're suing the 10 fake electors here in Wisconsin, along with their lawyers, supposedly. So I don't know how that's going to go. So something is going there. On behalf of the Democrats, it says. On behalf of the Democrats. Okay, so I just wanted to say something.
And I'm glad you brought that up.
I'm done. Thank you.
That's a topic we should talk about. We can talk about it quick right now before I go to the lines again. But here's the deal. Stafford and Rosenbaum, Stafford's local counsel, and Forward is the law firm. They are suing the fake electors for a couple of million bucks, and their theory is they have to have somebody who's going to be the plaintiff, and I think they have some voters who say that these people interfered with their rights as voters. That's all well and good, Gary. That's not criminal, though. That's not criminal. That is a case where they did it, and yes, it'll hold some people's feet to the fire, and yes, they will be able to take depositions, and Frank Remington's the judge. He's a very good judge. It was his father or grandfather was my law school professor in Madison in criminal law, one of the best. In any event, the other side tried to get them disqualified, a guy named Jim Troupas, who is on the other side, because he said Stafford Rosenbaum had been his trust and estates attorney. So it was a conflict of interest. And that's, the judge looked at that and said, baloney, and it's going to keep going. So I am following that case, and it's great. It is that what these people did as fake electors was interfered with the rights of voters, and they should pay a couple of million bucks. That's all well and good. But Fannie Willis isn't fooling around. Fannie Willis is bringing a criminal prosecution, and that's light years different. But thank you for calling in. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend, thanks for calling. You're next, Gene. What's in your mind today?
Well, thank you very much for your great show, as usual. And truth and knowledge is power. And thank you for sharing. And we need to share these resources, and we need to give people the opportunity, you know, to go to Civic Media. And you go to civicmedia.us, and you see these shows, and people can share your shows because it's recorded. People can hear. They can take notes, because knowledge is power, not just our opinions, but what is actually facts that are going on. And I'd just like to give a shout-out for, like your show, an education experience and knowledge, power, empowerment, too, is Morning Cannolis with James Santel, who's a former U.S. attorney. And he's on tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. I have my notebook ready because it's like a law class. and like I do with you. And so I just wanted to bring that out. He also has his run again on Sunday morning from 9 a.m. to 11. And also, I definitely suggest that people see Matt Flynn and share Matt Flynn Direct and all the other shows. I mean, this media is so important to our state. And every person that has a show has really given truth and honesty and empowerment and resources to every person in the state of Wisconsin. We cannot be stupid anymore. And share it with everybody you know, because that is your strength, knowledge, and truth. Thank you very much, Matt. You have
Jean,
a good weekend.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate the plug. And Jim Santel is a friend of mine. I know Jim. He was a good U.S. attorney. He was the head prosecutor in the federal U.S. attorney's office in Milwaukee. He's a very, very good guy. It's a great show. It's Morning Cannoli, he calls it, which is, that's a great, I like cannoli, so have some cannoli and coffee. But basically, he's an excellent lawyer, and he gets into the into some detail on legal issues, and I think that's terrific. It's a terrific show. So listen, thank you so much, Gene. I appreciate it. Mark from the SAC, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, but I'm glad to hear that somebody is trying to do something about the whole fake electors thing. That Jim Troopas, does he have paid anything for his little position on some water ethics thing? And there's a joke that you know, that we the taxpayers are paying this guy after he committed, you know, a fraud against the citizens of the state of Wisconsin, engaged in this conspiracy against, you know, not only the people of the state of Wisconsin, but the entire country. I mean, it is just disgusting to me that our Supreme Court put that guy in charge of anything that has got ethics in it at all, because he clearly has none, period. I mean, these guys are, you know, to call them, you know, the equivalent of, you know, manure is insult to manure, because it is just.
Well, I think I don't want to mix all this up. You know, I remember that when Gableman went around the state, he was paid by taxpayers. He was paid over $2 million. Basically, at the end, to defend himself in lawsuits. And remember Dan Kelly, who ran for the Supreme Court, was with him. And Dan Kelly advised the Republican Party on the fake electors thing and all that. So there's a lot of that. To me, the issue is the electors themselves. And in the case of Ron Johnson, he's got to give some testimony about why he had the fake electors from Michigan. I mean, he really does. He has nothing to do with Michigan. He doesn't represent Michigan. Why did he have the fake electors? Why did he have his chief of staff try to get Pence's chief of staff to show it to Pence? It was because the plan was Pence would say, well, then there's doubt, so let's let the Wisconsin legislature say who the real electors are, under the independent legislature theory. That's an issue in Moore v. Harper. That's what went on. And so he said he'd do it for Michigan, and some other hacks said he'd do it for Wisconsin. That's what was going on. We got to get to the bottom of that. We also got to get to the bottom of how did these fake electors get set up? We know that Fitzgerald, because he was the majority leader in the Senate for a while, facilitated somehow the use of a room. Voss had to approve the room, and he did. These electors met. They knew they weren't electors. The Wisconsin Supreme Court, 4-3, had already ruled against Trump trying to undo the certification. And what were they thinking? And they were told to do it sneaky. They were told to, you know, not let anybody, no press, and this, that, and the other thing, and sneak into the building and all that. What were they thinking? They were thinking that they would come out and that everybody in Washington would go, oh, well, there's a dispute in Wisconsin. Isn't that a shame? A dispute in Wisconsin, I know under the Constitution that gets resolved, the Congress will decide who's really certified. And unfortunately, under the Constitution, each state gets one vote, and that's determined by the delegation. And oh, sorry to say, Wisconsin has 6 Republicans in the House and 1 in the Senate. So 7-3, they'll vote to recognize the fake electors. That was going on. That was going on. And then Trump would refuse to leave the White House, and the tarantulas would on the Supreme Court would say, well, that's what the independent legislature theory is all about. And it's not even just that. The Constitution says that each delegation gets one vote. And even though Nancy Pelosi controls the House, of the 50 states, a majority of them have Republican majority delegations. The reason for that is some of them are very small. They may have four or five congressmen. And, you know, California has 56 and New York is what, 40 some odd and blah, blah, blah. But they only get one vote. That is the sneaky stuff that was going on. And that's what I think what Fannie Willis is getting at in Georgia. And she is a she's the DA of a county, Fulton County, Atlanta. And God bless her soul. She's standing tall. And that has to be done here, too. Folks have got to be bragged before a grand jury and testify and listen to what they had to say. By the way, some of them were dragged before the January 6th commission. I believe that Chairman Hitt was dragged there, and there may have been others. I don't know. I don't know what the January 6th commission was planning to do, but we didn't keep the majority. So if you think that, what, Kevin McCarthy is going to pick up and say, yeah, these people should be prosecuted. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? This is what's going on. This is what's going on. Well, we have some data on polls. We have a little time before the end of this segment. If you're on the line, do not hang up. We'll get back to some more calls. But I want to say this. Joe Biden is likely to announce his reelection plan this coming week. And they're thinking it may be Tuesday, because that's the four-year anniversary of his announcement in 2020. And this is all very, very good news. His donors, major donors, have been invited to Washington, D.C., next week to go over this. And the polling is looking good. He has something like a 42% approval rate, and you may think that's low. Very few presidents ever get over 50 because everybody's all mad about something. 78% of Democrats approve of Biden. 42% overall of everybody. 81% of Democrats would support Biden. 81%. What's good about that is because there are two basically nut candidacies against him right now in the primary. That woman, I'm blocking on her name, but she's nuttier than a $3 bill. And the other one, sadly, is Robert Kennedy Jr. I thought the world of his father, but this guy is out of his mind. He's an anti-vaxxer. He's very much in league in some respects with the right wing. And he's the one that suggested that he said his father's assassin should be paroled. I will never forgive him for that. Sirhan Sirhan was sentenced to death and he should have been executed. And somehow he snuck out of it and he's been in prison. And he shows up at the parole hearings each time saying he didn't do it or he's not sorry he did do it. And some of these clowns have said he should be paroled. He should never be paroled. And I will not forgive Robert Kennedy Jr. for saying that about his father's assassin. So these two clowns are the only ones that are running. Joe Biden is looking good for the nomination. And in the next segment, we're going to get into a little bit how he looks against Trump or DeSantis. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
You know it too.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
Milwaukee. You have to check out Mobcraft Beer, the world's first crowdsourced brewery where they turn your ideas into beer. Stop in their downtown tap room to try flagships, seasonals, limited release crowdsourced brews that you won't find anywhere else, and more. Mobcraft also has a pizza kitchen making craft pies with the freshest ingredients. And enjoy their amazing tap room featuring over 20 constantly rotating draft lines, indoor and outdoor seating on their dog-friendly patio, and a killer view of the Milwaukee skyline. Mobcraft Beer, located in the heart of Walker's Point in Milwaukee. For more info, head to mobcraftbeer.com.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
Weather brought to you by Taqueria Miyagi, Waukesha's authentic Mexican food truck, which is now open and ready to serve you. Find us at 1610 Lincoln Avenue in the BP gas station parking lot, or call us at 262-278-6590.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. 34 tonight under partly cloudy skies, west winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast skies tomorrow, a mixture of precipitation likely, daytime highs approaching 44. Mainly cloudy tomorrow night, chance for mixed precipitation 30. Temps below average Sunday and Monday, with highs from the mid-40s to the low 50s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 54 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Pat of the East Side, my friend. Thanks for calling. Pat, what's in your mind today?
Hi, Matt. Well, I wanted to point out the sick irony of the Trumpanzee movement calling the election or saying stop the steal, when that is exactly what they were trying to do. They were trying to steal the election and project that notion onto the Democratic-minded folks in our country. It was a perverse and sick declaration. Of course, it came from Trump. But stopping the steal is just classic projection. They were the ones trying to steal.
That is an excellent point psychologically when you're talking about projection. And that is that frequently people who are doing things themselves will accuse the other guy of doing it. And that's very, very common in political advertising nowadays. When somebody is accused of dishonesty or this and that, they just accuse the other person of doing the same thing. And thank you. That is good, because somehow the brand Stop the Steal is so associated with Trump. But Trump is a thief. Trump was the guy who was trying to steal it. And to turn that around and say, I want to stop the steal, when I'm doing the stealing and 60 plus judges have ruled in lawsuits that I'm lying. Sidney Powell was lying. Rudy Giuliani was lying. And these allegations about voting machines, when I had operatives go in and basically break into these machines with the complicity of friendly local officials, and then they're going to bootstrap that and defame Dominion and defame Smartmatic. Enough's enough. Now, you and I get it, and I think most people get it. But sadly, if you repeat a lie enough, and if it's a big enough lie, a lot of people are going to believe it, because they're going to think that nobody would have the guts to lie like that. And then they hear it ratified by Tucker Carlson. They hear it ratified by right-wing media. They'll hear it ratified by hate radio. You know, I mean, there were radio stations who, when Paul Pelosi was hit in the head with a hammer, an 82-year-old man had a subdural hematoma, cracked his skull. He could have died. He should have died. I mean, that was an unbelievable injury. And they laughed about it, and they played the folk song, If I Had a Hammer, I'd Hammer in the Morning, and giggled. That's what they did. What's happened to the United States? People didn't do that in the media back in the 50s and 60s. They really did not. They really did not. Now, I said that I was going to get quickly to the polls, because I've talked to you about the Biden announcing next week. Now, that's what's projected. I suppose that could change. But right now, they're thinking possibly Tuesday, because it's the anniversary 4 years later of his announcement last time. He's done a hell of a job, a hell of a good job. But here's some of the polling. In the Republican primary, if there are 12 people in the field, and you know all the nits and lights that are in there, you know, this one and that one and Pence and, you know, crooked Mike Pompeo has dropped out, but this one and that one is sneaking back in. Anyway, if there are 12 people in the field and Trump and DeSantis are the leader, Trump is 48%, DeSantis 24%. Theoretically, if there's no one in the field, and that's very unlikely to be the case, and it's just Trump against DeSantis, Trump is 51%, DeSantis is 38%. If DeSantis doesn't start picking it up, this man is toast. And what's he doing? He's so much he could do, and he goes, I am going to crush the house of the mouse. Are you out of your mind? People like Donald Duck. They like Goofy. They like Ludwig von Drake. They like Minnie Mouse. They like Mickey Mouse. These are sort of overstuffed characters, and these people save all year. It's very expensive to go to the House of the Mouse, and he's trying to crush the House of the Mouse, which is one of the biggest employees in Florida. However, there's a late March poll that came out of a GOP pollster that shows Biden leading both Trump or DeSantis, whoever's nominated, by 3 points. In some earlier polls a few months ago, Biden beat Trump by a couple of points, but he would lose to DeSantis by a couple of points. DeSantis is trying to make the case that he would be stronger than Trump against Biden. I think the true analysis of that is as follows. Biden would beat either one of them, but it is probably true that DeSantis would be a point or so better than Trump in defeat. So what? DeSantis cannot possibly expect to be nominated if he eats pudding with his fingers, hasn't figured out how to use a spoon, and is spending his time fighting with Disney. Why is he doing that? Why is he doing that? And then he'll take issues like Ukraine, such an easy thing. He could stand tall with his own party, many of them, who stand tall with Ukraine, as I do and Biden does. And no, then he tried to wiffle waffle and he goes, well, you know, maybe, you know, we're not going to give him a blank check. Basically, he has blurred any distinction between him and Trump. And when that happens, Trump beats him. Because people don't want Trump light. They want the real thing if they want it. I don't want it. No, not many people want it. Going quick to the lines. Jake of Eureka, California, my friend. Thanks for calling, Jake. What's in your mind?
And, you know, Mickey Mouse is one of those quintessential American brands, you know, like Coca-Cola or the Green Bay Pack.
Yeah,
you know,
they're
more popular than Ron DeSantis could ever dream of becoming. So if he wants to take on Mickey Mouse, best of luck, dude. I hope you enjoy your political suicide, because either way, whether it's DeSantis, who's a total dud as a presidential candidate, or Donald Trump, who's totally deranged, either way, those guys are the political gift that keeps on giving to the Democrats, because the Democrats are going to kick Republican ass in 2024.
Yeah, I think that's right. And now a lot of people say to me, okay, Matt, okay, so Biden leads both DeSantis and Trump in the latest poll by 3 points each, and that's margin of error, barely. Sure, but remember one thing. A poll this far out is a snapshot, but consistently in every poll, Biden's the incumbent president of the United States, and he's going to slightly be ahead of these people forever. DeSantis has no name recognition. The other thing I'll say is look what Biden's accomplished. With a hostile Senate, and Sinema and Manchin are hostile to him, and he nevertheless passes hard infrastructure, soft infrastructure. He puts NATO back together after Trump tried to get us out of NATO and suck up to Putin. I'll tell you what, Biden stood tall and he put it together and he got arms to Ukraine. In the Pacific, he's standing tall against Xi and Kim Jong-un. Whereas Trump goes around going, oh, well, Xi and Kim Jong-un are geniuses. And who else is a genius? Oh, Trump. Trump's a genius. And I'm a stable genius. I mean, you know, Biden, this is a freak show. It's a clown show. It's an S show. We're coming to the end of the show. Some of you, I see people on the line. There's several of you on the line. I'm not going to be able to get to you today. This has been a great show. Great callers, as always. Matt Flynn Direct will be back Monday, the same time, same place. Have a great weekend, everybody. Like a complete unknown.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Maxine Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Maxine Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
My Shiro always goes the extra mile, stretches every dollar, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AA.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.